further adventures in Super Happy Magic Forest, Super Happy Magic Forest Book 3 and 4, written by Matty Long and read by John Vose. And everyone watched as Hoofius carefully followed along. There was to be no mistake this time, at least not from Hoofius. But the puzzle was still unsolved. The oracle tried again and again, but it still couldn't crack the cube.
"Hey!" yelled Blossom to the floating face. "We're following it all precisely, but you are getting it wrong. Aren't you supposed to know everything?"
The face began to shudder and blip as it attempted to answer for a final time.
"Turn this way and that. Twist and shout. 01010101011. Error. Control plus Z."
Its eyes flickered, and its cool, clear sheen started glowing red. The heroes took a few steps back. Something had gone horribly wrong.
"Malfunction detected. Answer command not recognized. Must destroy all witnesses to preserve reputation."
"Great. We've broken the almighty oracle," said Trevor. "Nothing's ever built to last these days."
"We have to leave," cried Bingo. "It's gonna blow."
"Destruction mode activated,"
said the oracle, as laser beams zapped from its eyes.
"Maybe we forgot to say please and thank you,"
said Hoofius.
"This is the worst tourist attraction ever," cried Trevor.
"It's still more fun than the Wizard City Library,"
said Blossom, still holding the cube.
"What's going on? Are those good noises?"
came Tiddlywink's voice from within the cube. They scrambled away from the oracle and down the rocky peak to safety, leaving the face in a confused rampage high above.
"Will it follow us?"
asked Hoofius, trying to get his breath back.
"That thing has done nothing but float there for thousands of years," said Bingo, "and it just fired lasers out its eyes, so I'd say anything is possible."
The only noise now was the faintest sound of sniffing and blubbing from a pixie doomed to fade away into oblivion. The sands of time had run out.